This is the show that goes like this with Ben Simmons.
Broadcasting to Brentwood, Billericay and the world, this is Phoenix FM.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say, like the legend of the Phoenix.
He's the reason why.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Say my name, you know who I am.
Mr. Bombastic.
They said,
oh.
Hello, once again, happy Tuesday, everybody. I hope it's going swimmingly for you, as well as is humanly possible during these lockdown times. And I am here with the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM, as ever, to keep you entertained for the next couple of hours, at the very least. But always keep your dial on this station. It's a wonderful radio station based in Brentwood in Essex, but broadcasting all over the world. And it's great to have you along. And thanks to the wonders of modern technology, once I put the first track on, I will set up the Facebook Live concurrent broadcast so you can get to see my lovely face in the studio. If you haven't done before, whilst lockdown has been on, to keep it a little bit more entertaining, I have made it possible to tune in via video link. So do make the effort to do that if you'd like to. It's there for you if you want it. But you can keep it here, 98.0 on an FM dial if you're in the area, or phoenixfm.com if you're not. You can tune in from anywhere in the world across the internet. And there's lots happening tonight. Yes, we're going to have celebrity birthdays. Yes, there is another quiz that you can take part in. There is an extremely hotly contested poll that's had heats and semi-finals before the final, which is coming during this programme. And we will be giving out another Legend of the Week award as well. One of the most interactive programmes on radio, certainly on this station. So keep it here. It'll be a rip-roarer, rip-snorter, and I don't often say that, but I'm going to do my very best to make that the case tonight. So, what is going on the 21st of April? Well, if you tune in regularly, you'll know I like to celebrate ridiculous holidays that happen on the day of my show, and today it's National Tea Day. So it's the perfect day for a Twinings, an Old Grey, a PG Tips, a Red Label, a Sainsbury's own brand. Get those tea bags into your cups or mugs or pots. Make a brew and enjoy it. Yes, 21st of April is the right day. Also, though, it's Bulldogs Are Beautiful Day. Yes. We're not calling them ugly. We're not saying it looks like their face is folded over in certain places. They're beautiful. They're cute. They're cuddly. They're lovely. Bulldogs are beautiful. Whether you own one or not, you have to appreciate that today. Also, it's World Creativity and Innovation Day. I just made that up. See what I've done there? I didn't make that up. That was me being creative. Yes, it is World Creativity and Innovation Day. You're going to have to be innovative to try and be creative whilst locked down. But lots of people are doing so, aren't they? There's all kinds of crazy things going on, which is wonderful. But most excitingly for me today, and to give me a theme for the entire show, really, it's Big Word Day today. Yes, I can feel the excitement building across the Facebook Live potential viewers and the people who have tuned in to the beginning of this broadcast on Phoenix FM. It's Big Word Day. It's a day of being verbose, of being loquacious. I'm going to do my very best to slip in some big words, and I've been doing so all throughout the afternoon across social media, and it's got a little bit crazy. Thanks so much to people who have voted in the Long Words Cup. There has been a knockout tournament, Long Words Cup, going across social media this afternoon, and we have reached the final, which is taking place during this live show. I will keep you informed all about that. I'm going to play a track to get us going that's appropriate, and then we'll get the Facebook Live concurrent broadcast going as well. So keep it here. Loads going on up until 8 o'clock tonight, and then after me as well. But the show that goes like this from 6 till 8, always a little bit crazy, always a little bit irreverent. You're never quite sure what's coming next. Keep it here. You'll be entertained. There's good music. It's Big Word Day. Here's a track by Boyzone to get us started. Poor grammar, though, lads.
Thank you.
everlasting smile. A smile can bring you near to me. Don't ever let me find you gone, 'cause that would bring a tear to me. This world has lost its glory. Let's start a brand new story now, my love. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say. In words and dedicate them all to me. And I will give you all my life. I'm here if you should call to me. You think that I don't even mean a single word I say.
Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is Phoenix FM, and yes, we do have the live concurrent broadcast running on Facebook Live now as well. So perhaps you're tuned in here across the airwaves, which is absolutely marvellous of you. Perhaps as well, you're now tuned in on this video. So welcome to you, and you can now see the state of me in the studio a little bit. And if you tuned into these regular broadcasts previously, you will know that you saw more of me than is usual in recent weeks, when there was Trouser Gate, and last week there was Bow Tie Gate. Vivian McMaster is there. Hello to you. Don't go anywhere, because I need your votes this evening. If you're just looking at the Facebook Live post, then I do need your votes. So you can scroll down on my Facebook page. Barry Cooper is there, one of the people who suggested one of the words that has taken part even in the Long Words Cup, which has happened today across social media. Thanks for that, Barry. That was wonderful. And sadly, I don't believe your word has made it to the final. But the final is available to vote on. Usually, hello to Laurie Foker, usually there's a hotly contested poll running during my broadcast, which I don't tell you about until after 7 o'clock. I'm telling you about it earlier today because it really matters. Yes, it is the Long Words Cup, which has taken place, the heats of which took place throughout the afternoon. The semi-finals took part in the latter part of the afternoon into the evening. The final is running throughout this show, and I'll have to explain all about it as we go. But it's great to have you joining me here on the Facebook Live. Stay right there. There's so many ways you can get involved in this program. You can win awards, you can take part in quizzes, you can just vote on this poll, which is really going to have an important deciding factor this evening. And also, stay tuned and listen to the great tunes on the radio. You might be watching there on the live broadcast on Facebook. If you want to get the true musical enjoyment, I appreciate it might be a little bit difficult because there can be a delay, but you could always ask your smart speaker home assistant device to tune into Phoenix FM. Hello to John Donadio. Good to see you're out there. Hi, mate. Hope you're okay. And yes, ask your smart speaker to tune into Phoenix FM and it will do so. Hello to Colin Geary. You might be able to open another tab and tune in to the live broadcast, although you probably will notice that the Facebook Live is a few seconds behind. That's what happens. But unfortunately, we can't play all the music on Facebook Live as well because it causes copyright issues. We do have a license to broadcast any tracks whatsoever, but you can get problems, and video services where you broadcast live are being safe rather than being sorry and reducing the risk of copyright infringement. So we can't bring the tracks to you across Facebook Live. I've just had a message from my dad, known to millions as Keith Simmons, who says Keith Simmons is watching in the hope that he will get a mention. Well, there you go, I've done it. Paul Milton is watching as well. Hello to you. Barbara Ferry likes my jumper. That's good to know. I'm quite keen on this one. I found it in the cupboard, having not worn it for a couple of years, and thought, I like that jumper. Anyway, I'm going to get another track on. Now, remember, it's Big Word Day today. Lorraine Hart is there. Hello to you, Lorraine. Big Word Day. All the tracks I play have been inspired by Big Word Day. So, therefore, obviously, I opened with Boyzone and Words, which was very appropriate. But I'm going to do my very best to play tracks that also link to Big Word Day. Now, hi to Paul Milton. Thanks for your message. It's not easy to play or to find and source tracks that have ridiculously long words in them. But there are going to be a lot of tracks tonight where the kind of names of the band are a bit interesting. They're kind of a little bit different, and therefore embracing loquaciousness, embracing the use of long words or unusual words, really. So don't expect long words in the band or singer titles, but always enjoyable tracks, always guaranteed good music on this station. So I've got to keep that going. Here then is a long wordly named band with their version of Swing Low Sweet Chariot. It's Ladysmith Black Mambazo.
Swing low, sweet chariot,
coming for to carry me.
Looked into my soul, and what did I see?
Coming for to carry me home.
A love has been rising, rising in me.
Coming for to carry me.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry.
That was Ladysmith Black Mambazo there, featuring China Black with their version of Swing Low, Sweet Chariot. Paul Milton is right, not a bow tie in sight. And then B from All Pitkins says, I thought it was tea day. Why are you drinking a glass of water? Good point. I haven't bothered with a cup of tea, although I have throughout the day. A little bit sick of it now, to be honest. I've had about 3 or 4 cups of tea throughout the day. Hello to Carol. Carol Deemer. Hope you're okay. Great to have you along. Stay tuned in to Facebook Live because loads is going on. Oh, I like that. Naomi Bushell. The Bushells have done well. Max Blow is there. Hello, Max. Hope you're okay, mate. Stay tuned in. You've got a vote on a poll. I will tell you about in a second. But the Bushell household say they were listening on Alexa while having a fab roast pork cooked by Eddie. Well done, sir. Paul Palmer is there. Hello, Paul. Haven't seen you for a long time. Hope you're okay and everything's fabulous. Right, yes, this is the show that goes like this on Phoenix FM. If you're tuned in on Facebook Live as well, I've just moved the camera around to give everyone the full logo experience behind me there, which is marvellous, and so many ways for you to be interactive on this programme. The hotly contested poll I don't normally release until the second hour of the show has been released already because it's absolutely crazy. It's the Long Word Cup, which is taking place right now. Hello to Hannah Sharp, who's tuned in live on Facebook Live. Every week I say it, when I see your name, Hannah, it makes me think about the time when I offered to do your nails, and you took me up on that offer. And I always feel maybe I let you down very slightly. But anyway, hope your nails are in marvellous condition. It must be difficult in lockdown. Hope you've got a nice supply of emery boards, Hannah Sharp. My logo is backwards. How do I change it round? I think it's unavoidable, Carol. It's because of the nature of me broadcasting with a mirrored camera effect so that enables me to see myself. I'd have to turn the phone round and only be able to look at the lens and not see myself. In order for you to see that the right way round. But it's Phoenix 98 FM if you're having difficulty. But yeah, apologies for that. So I guess this isn't a true reflection of me. This is a mirror image of me. That's my left eye. This is weird. That's my right eye. Yes, there you go. Crazy. Tracy Blees is there. Hello to Tracy. She's been voting throughout the day on the Long Word Cup, which is marvellous. Good point, John Donadio says. You could watch in a mirror. Set up a mirror in your house and get your computer monitor screen in the mirror. Then you can see what I genuinely look like. This is a weird concept. It shouldn't be that complicated. But yes, good point. You've solved the problem there. I'll tell you what we should do. We should get another track on. But in the meantime, if you are on Facebook, you might be on the Facebook Live, you might have to open another tab and go on to Facebook again. Find my profile and scroll down to the hotly contested poll with the final of the Long Words Cup on it. And the final... Well, I should tell you about all the heats, really, so let's delay. Let's delay the next track. Let's just get everybody there paying full attention and appreciating that it has really been a crazy event going on throughout the day today on the 21st of April on Big Word Day. And we've got the Long Word Cup, and it's all happening tonight. So the first heat of the Long Word Cup featured anti-disestablishmentarianism versus flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. And as if I haven't practiced saying all of these throughout the day many times, yes. Hello to Jim Lavelle. You've tuned in again. That's fabulous. Stay right there, Jim. I need your votes. But yeah, first round saw anti-disestablishmentarianism take on flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. And it's not just which is the longest word, which is the stupidest word, the silliest word, which is the best long word. And that can be anyone's criteria to decide. But shockingly, flocky-knocky-nihilipilification saw off the challenge from anti-disestablishmentarianism, made it through to the semi-finals. Hello to Kate Peary. Then, Heat 2 featured discombobulated versus protuberance. Both amusing words, both meaning very different things. And discombobulated was the victor there. Heat 3 of 4 saw the marvellous supercalifragilistic... I can't even say it. Brilliant, I've been practicing. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's the easy one, everyone knows that. but it saw that take on. Now, hang on, I'm going to have to read this to try and get it right. The longest word in the English dictionary was in Heat 3. New mono ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis. There we go. Stuart Pink, fellow Phoenix presenter, wanted to see me pronounce that on the air. Hopefully for you, Stuart. That's made all your dreams come true. New mono ultramicroscopic silicovolcanoconiosis, a 45-letter word that does occur in the Oxford English Dictionary, didn't find itself victorious against supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Which won? So supercala moved on, and then we had our fourth heat, which featured Schadenfreude versus isodicentric. I know what you're thinking. Absolutely fascinating. Schadenfreude meaning enjoying somebody else's misfortune, and isodicentric meaning some kind of chromosome problem in children. But Schadenfreude was the victor there, and so the four best words making up the semi-finalists were flocky-knocky-nihilipilification, discombobulated, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, and Schadenfreude. I feel like with the before the full repercussions of this are felt, we need to get another track on. It's very wordy tonight on the show that goes like this, but it was bound to be. Anyway, remember, all the music I play is going to feature bands where I'm impressed by the words in their name. Who would have thought Sledge could make it into an artist's name and be successful? No, not Percy Sledge, but his sister, Sister Sledge.
Wow. descansar. Uapá, dará pra você.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It most certainly is, and this is the show that goes like this with me, Ben Simmons, here on Phoenix FM every Tuesday evening, lockdown or not. I'm allowed into the studio. Apparently, if you broadcast on community radio, you are a key worker, so there you go. Wouldn't exactly call myself on the front line, making a 2-mile trip here every Tuesday night, but there you go. Anyway, I'm very glad to be here, very glad to be able to make it to the studio. Many of Phoenix FM's presenters are still creating wonderful shows from home, and through the wonders of technology, being able to broadcast those as well. But I do like to come into the studio. It gets me out of the house. Anyway, thanks so much for being there. Thanks for being a part of the show that goes like this tonight. Just before we played Sister Sledge, I was telling you about the heats of the Long Words Cup. Eve Mumford is there. Hello. Hope you're okay. Up very north somewhere, aren't you, I believe. But anyway, good to know you're there. Now, Barbara Ferry says, I invented a new word, plagiarism. I like that. Well done. nice work. See, amusing comments have come in to the show already. And those of you who are tuning in for the first time may not know about this. If you do know about this, then get involved, because every week I give out a Legend of the Week award. Yes, thanks, Eve. Hi from Scotland. Where exactly in Scotland are you, though? I need to know the precise geographical location or the nearest large town. Just to know exactly how remote you are up there. Anyway, yes, what was I saying? I've been distracted by Eve Mumford. This is the problem with Facebook Live, the distraction it provides while you're trying to broadcast and stay sensible, although I rarely try and stay sensible on this show. Anyway, yes, it's the Long Words Cup, and I've got to tell you about the progression of those things. I'm also going to tell you about how you can be Legend of the Week. I do the Legend of the Week award every single week on the show that goes like this. How can you do it tonight? Well, it's Big Word Day. And whilst I don't want a load of long words, because some people provided those on Facebook in the run-up to this show, and that's how we created the Long Words Cup. So I'm very grateful to the people that did that. Bernie Clifton's there. Hello to Bernie Clifton, fellow Facebook Liver. I believe you did some kind of broadcast recently, didn't you, sir? Congratulations. Always interesting to hear from you. Great to know you're there. And I do like to share celebrity birthdays with my listeners. That's a feature that will be coming up later. I wouldn't normally feature someone whose birthday didn't happen today, but now he's watching. Bernie Clifton has a birthday tomorrow. So huge happy birthday to you, sir. Hope you get covered in ostrich feathers. Marvellous. Anyway, right, how do you get Legend of the Week tonight? Well, it's Big Word Day. All I'm asking, I absolutely will pass that on, Bernie, thank you. Karen Owens there, hello. All I'm asking for Legend of the Week, Phil Ludeman's there. I can't tell the features if I have to keep saying hello to people, but it's wonderful to say hello to people. Hello to all of you, thanks for tuning in. To be a Legend of the Week, you just have to comment on the Facebook Live broadcast with a single word that you believe is an amusing word. Natalie Munns is watching. Marvellous. Hello to you. Yes, I know your real name, despite your Facebook name turning up. Steve Hewlett's watching. Hello, sir. So, whether you're watching the Facebook Live or whether you're tuned in now on Phoenix FM, get yourself on Facebook as well. So open a new tab, reopen Facebook, and you can get to my profile where the Facebook Live video is showing, and just send me a message with one word in it, and the sole intention of that word is to make me laugh, is to be amusing. Hello, Natalie. Wonderful to know you're out there. Congratulations on your baby. Congratulations on your engagement relatively recently? Probably a long time ago now. Apologies for that. But congratulations on everything. Just congratulations. And Steve Hewlett sends a lovely emoji. Thank you very much for that, sir. But yes, emojis are lovely. If you send me a word that can make me smirk or chuckle, Eddie Bushell has just done it right there, then you can be in the running to be Legend of the Week. I'm going to have to start a alternative page on my page of notes here to make a note of the words that make me laugh, and therefore will be high contenders for Legend of the Week Award. Whether I can read out all the words, I'm not sure. Now, Eve Mumford, if you were worried, is in Breakin, between Dundee and Aberdeen. It used to be a long way away, but now we're all on What did she say? I have to open the rest of the post. Now we're all on lockdown. I could be your next door neighbour for all you know. Yes, very good point. I like that. Eddie Bush are now worried about insulting people that came after his message. But thanks for that, Eddie. You've made it for honourable mention, at least. I can't believe this. People are being brought closer together on Facebook Live and ignoring the host. Bernie Clifton saying hello to Steve Hewlett. It is ventriloquistic way. Karen Owen, is that a thing that's intended to make me laugh? Because I see him very frequently and it wears off after a while. Cindy Wilson's there. Hello to you, Cindy. Hope you're okay. It's marvellously interactive as ever tonight. Now, before we started talking about Legends of the Week, and remember, if you're watching the Facebook Live broadcast, if you're tuning in on Phoenix FM, get onto the Facebook Live broadcast and post me a single word that you believe will make me laugh. And if it does so, I will make a note of it and decide what the most hilarious one was. And we will, just before 8 o'clock, bestow another Legend of the Week award on somebody tonight. Yeah, there's so much extra stuff going on now. I've got to queue up tracks. I've got to think about the Facebook Live broadcast. We've got a quiz coming up around about 7 o'clock. We've got a hotly contested poll, which is the final of the Long Worlds Cup. Where's that? I don't know. I think that's an amusing word from Steve Hewlett there that relates to a previous thing higher up. Unfortunately, I need to go on the Facebook Live thing on my larger screen as well, because I can only see the last three messages. There are some amusing things coming through, which I'm very grateful for. Some of them are almost unreadoutable on air, but lots of you have made me laugh tonight. Mark Gore is there. Hello to you, Mark. Relatively recent Legend of the Week Award winner, which is marvellous. So, I'm going to get another track on, let everything calm down very slightly. I hadn't even told you about the semi-finalists in the Long Words Cup. That'll be coming shortly. Spencer K. Gibbons is there. If you're now here on Facebook Live, that's wonderful. If you look a little bit lower down on my profile, you'll see there is an important poll for you to vote on to decide which is the best long word. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or flockydockynihilipilification. It's just a one-click vote. It could make all the difference just before I go off the air. We can find out the best. I did get that, Steve Hewlett. Cinnamon. There's a friend of mine called Aria who likes to refer to me as Ben Cinnamon. And she's the only person that I'm aware has ever done that. And I found that amusing. But, yeah, thanks. Thanks for that anyway. Right, I'm going to get another track on. It's by a certainly wordy band name. This is Evanescence. They've done well with their name, I think. It's Bring Me to Life.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors? So now
Phoenix FM.
Yes, this is Phoenix FM. This is Ben Simmons. It's the show that goes like this. We broadcast on 98.0 in Brentwood, Billericay and the surrounding areas. We broadcast on Felix? It's not Felix FM. That would be sponsored by Popular Cat Food. It's Phoenix FM and we broadcast there online, phoenixfm.com. And then there is a listen live link. If you have an iPhone, there's an app you can download from the App Store. Just search for Phoenix FM. I don't believe it works on Android, so apologies for that. But you can tune in from any device across the internet, from anywhere in the world. It's absolutely marvellous. Now, I did just say, while that track was on, that it was well worth being tuned in to the Facebook Live for something that was about to happen once that song finished. There's many things going on here. No, thanks, Eddie Bushell, not Felix Snow FM. Although, if they want to offer me a job, you know, it's fine. Probably in times of lockdown, they're not looking for new presenters, but there you go. And also, Felix Snow, a bit far for me to travel. Emma Pounch is there. Speaking of Felix Snow FM, I've performed on the stage in Felix Snow with Emma Pounch. Isn't that a crazy coincidence? I like it. Apologies that it constantly seems like I'm not looking at the camera, because I know the camera's there. I'm looking at it now, but to look at the messages, you've got to look at a different part of your phone screen. Anyway, Emma Pounch, hope you're okay. Eddie Bushell knows your nickname. But don't just say hello to each other and use this live broadcast as a forum for people to greet each other who haven't spoken for a while. Also, be interactive with me, the presenter. You know, I'd prefer that. Enough posting of clovers and other Irish things. Now my mum's saying hello to Emma Pounch. Oh, this is it's marvellous. I'm very glad to bring people together in this way. But this section is all about the new thing that is happening on the show that goes like this tonight. Now, yes, there are quizzes. It's all right, Eddie. Yes, there are quizzes. Yes, there are interesting features. There are hotly contested polls tonight, more hotly than ever. There are celebrity birthdays we share. But tonight, there's an extra special visitor to the studio. So I thought that it would be rather marvellous if I could bring in a visitor. And there he is. This is Andrew, the dinosaur. I didn't name him, but there you go. Do you want to say hello to everyone, Andrew? Yeah. You don't speak much, do you? No, he doesn't speak much. I said to Steve Hewlett he'd be interested, not because of any ventriloquistic abilities, just because Andrew was going to be here, so that's exciting, isn't it? Naomi Bushell, you will forever be the first person to ever say hello to Andrew the dinosaur. So there you go, that's marvellous. Certainly on a Facebook Live video, anyway. Now, Andrew, can you queue up the tracks for me? Because that would be really useful and save me a job. Right, thanks very much. That's really, really helpful. So basically, you're going to make it more difficult for me to do the rest of this broadcast, aren't you? Excellent, right. I can see why ventriloquists enjoy their work so much. This is marvellous, isn't it? I hope you don't attack me. You're not a carnivorous dinosaur, are you? No, that's lucky. Just plants and vegetation. Phew, close shave there. Anyway, me and Andrew, thoroughly delighted to be here. And I'm going to tell you about the semi-finals of the Long Words Cup. And you can vote on the final on my Facebook profile. It'll be very, very important for you to do so tonight because, you know, we've had a tournament going throughout the day. Want to get as many votes as possible on the final, don't we? Yeah, do you think everybody should vote? Yes, excellent. Well done, Andrew. That's marvellous. So the semi-finalists were semi-final one, Flocky Knocky Nihilipilification. Yeah, don't look at the sheet there. I'm reading them out. Flocky Knocky Nihilipilification. Don't do it. Versus discombobulated. Both brilliant words. Both made it through their heats relatively easily. But the winner was Flocky Knocky Nihilipilification. It saw off the discombobulated challenge. Are you feeling discombobulated? Do you know what Flocky Knocky Nihilipilification means? Good, that's excellent. Then semi-final two saw the popular supercalifragilisticexpialidocious take on the foreign invader Schadenfreude. And supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was victorious. And hence we have a hotly contested final. Eddie Bushell asked me what's my favourite kind of dinosaur. Well, obviously, Eddie, this one. So, yes, excellent. I'm just getting all kinds of interesting comments on here now. People do usually address me directly, which is nice. The like of Eddie Bushell asking questions. And then Bernie Clifton just speaking to my mum, which is, you know, another way of doing things. It's marvellous. It's exciting. But there you go. So, yes, the final of the Long Words Cup on Big Word Day here on Phoenix FM is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious versus flocky knocky nihilipilification. And if you'd like to know the meaning of those words, of course I've done the research. We've all seen Mary Poppins, although supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was believed to have been coined in the 1940s, some 20-odd years before Mary Poppins. And I was always aware of flocky knocky nihilipilification, but never knew what it meant. It was one of those words like the Barry Cooper suggestion, anti-disestablishmentarianism. Oh, you like that one, do you? Yeah, it didn't make it through. So, yeah, that was a shame. Yeah, don't get too upset about it. All right, you're not Barry Cooper's dinosaur. Good question, Paul Milton. Is Andrew going to be in the panto? That would be nice for you, wouldn't it? You'd really like that. Yeah, he's very excited about that, Paul. So, yeah, that's excellent. Yes. Yeah, don't overact now. There's no need. There's no need. Don't do it. No, just come back, please. Johnny Black is there wondering what the heck is going on with a man on the radio with a dinosaur. This is Andrew the dinosaur. Say hello to people who've just joined us, Andrew. Fabulous. He doesn't speak because that would be ridiculous. You know, I'm not a ventriloquist. I just happen to have a dinosaur friend called Andrew. Anyway, yes, the final of the Long Words Cup is taking place this evening. So if you're watching on Facebook Live, that's marvellous. But we'd also like you to open a new tab, go to my Facebook profile and find the vote for the Long Words Cup final. And it is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious versus flocky knocky nihilipilification. And I did say about supercalifragilistic, which just means something wonderful, something truly marvellous, something fabulous. And ironically, who'd have thought these two would get to the final? Flocky knocky nihilipilification means thinking of something as worthless. So two completely opposite meaning words. That's, yeah, absolutely wonderful, isn't it? So there we go. We have got supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, which means something wonderful, something fabulous, versus flocky knocky nihilipilification, which means thinking of something as worthless. Sheer craziness, but there we go. Right, I'm going to get another track on, as Kate Peary and Mike Ritchie have rejoined, I believe, which is marvellous. Just in time for some crazily named bands to play their tracks here on Phoenix FM. No, it's difficult to hear you through the headphones, Andrew. No, you can't cue the tracks. I'm going to do that. So, no, don't try and get sympathy, please. That's just a cheap gesture, isn't it? Anyway, here is the brilliantly named Jamiroquai with Cosmic Girl.
Saturday in 1999, right across from where I'm standing, on that dance floor she was living, it was clear that she was from another time.
Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It certainly is, and this is Ben Simmons on the show that goes like this with Andrew the Dinosaur in the studio, which is very exciting. As Steve Hewlett says hello to my dad, and Rachel Woollett says parp. If you're wondering what on earth that's all about, it's on the Facebook Live concurrent broadcast, so you can tune in on your smart speaker or device, and you can join us as well on Facebook Live. Which is marvellous, as Kate Peary tells me that her baby son Jacob is fascinated by Andrew. So that's nice, isn't it? He's fascinated by you. Yeah, good, I'm pleased for you. I can't keep turning away from the microphone, though, because the volume levels will suffer. Yes, Naomi Bushell's happy, Andrew is back. Eddie Bushell possibly not so happy. I don't really think flirting with a fluffy dinosaur is anything to worry about, Eddie, but you never know. You never know. No, don't, please, don't do that. Just keep it appropriate, that's all I'm going to say. Is that a word to make me laugh, or is that a word to just amuse everybody, not me? It has made me laugh. I've just got to look at the levels of laughter that have occurred. Barbara Ferry, I'd be grateful if you could tell me what that word is all about. Yes, I will write that down. And keep a note of all of them so that before I go off the air, I can give a fair judgment to the Legend of the Week award. But do remember, it's the big, well, the Long Words Cup, which has been running throughout the day today. Yes, and you were the mascot for it, although nobody knew about it. Yes, you are that right now. And we've got the finalists that have seen off the competition. The likes of anti-disestablishmentarianism did not make it through. Discombobulated, although amusing, did not make it through. New mono ultra microscopic silico-volcano coniosis did not make it through. Frankie Bushell says moose. That's a shorter word, but it's amusing, certainly. So I'll make a note of that. Do you find moose amusing? Right, well, different species, so don't worry about it, Andrew. That's all there is to say. That's quite a good one, actually. There's going to be interesting finalists. No, Eddie, you've already had your chance. That should be a wacky cocktail, shouldn't it? Steve Hewlett's done quite a few good options today. Have you heard of Steve Hewlett? You probably should in your position. Yes, yes, he's an excellent ventriloquist. Have you heard of Arthur Lager? Always fainted at the prospect of seeing Arthur Lager there. You're honoured that I'm talking about Arthur Lager. Yeah. His eyes are a bit easier to see than yours, aren't they? So you got beady eyes, Andrew. I don't know if that's good or bad or cute or otherwise, but anyway, yeah, just stop waving at people. It's almost just like a cheap gesture to get people to tune into the show. Anyway, David England's watching, wondering what on earth he's let himself in for. A man he went to school with is broadcasting a radio show with a dinosaur. Yes, that is happening right now, David. This is what lockdown does to people. I come out of my house once a week to come to this station, and my dad is doing gags as well. I thought you had dinosaur in the studio. That is clever, actually. Although, hasn't made me laugh out loud. So, just clever, not funny. But, well done. Good gag from Steve Hewlett there. Right. Remember, stay tuned in here. All the tracks you're going to hear on the show that goes like this tonight are relevant and related to Big Word Day. So, I found bands whose names impressed me. And names that you wouldn't really think of. Obviously, there are people whose names are their names, and they perform under those names. But I'm going for ones with sort of inventive names, amusing names. Don't have to be long words. We've got the Long Words Cup running concurrently. And I have to say, I looked at the voting a little while ago, and it was 50-50. Shockingly close. It's the final. The most votes we've had have come in for the final, and it's so close. What is going to win? The positive meaning word, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, or the negative meaning word, flocky-knocky-nihilipilification? Yes, flocky-knocky-nihilipilification may be amusing to say, but, you know, negative connotations regarding something as what? Yes, worthless, that's right. Whereas supercalifragilisticexpialidocious means something is wonderful. Yes, that's right, that's right. It's a shame you haven't got a voice. Will you ever develop a voice, do you think? No, that's certainly safer for me. you won't see many ventriloquists broadcasting this close on Facebook Live, so you certainly won't see me attempting ventriloquism on Facebook Live, because I have drunk a gottle of gear before this started. So, yes, it's all absolutely ridiculous. Christine Ludlow is there. That's marvellous. Hello to you. Hope you're okay. Your daughter, Christine, was Legend of the Week last week, I believe. I think you're a previous Legend of the Week award winner as well. If you want to be Legend of the Week, you've got to just send me, on this Facebook Live broadcast, a one-word message that is solely intended to make me laugh. One word you believe will make me laugh. I will look through all one-word messages I've received on this profile only, the Facebook Live actual broadcast, and we will decide which one is the best just before I go off the air, and we will get a Legend of the Week award. We will also get the quiz. I must post the quiz while the next track is on. Tracy Blees is upset. She's never Legend of the Week. Well, you've heard the requirements this week. Rachel Willett says poop deck. Eddie Bushell says something else virtually impossible to read out on the radio. But thank you very much for all those that have come in. Tracy Blees, good luck. It's one word, you know. That's all I'm going to say. Maybe this week could be your week. I can't guarantee. But, you know, Andrew the Dinosaur's here, so it's not all bad, whatever's going on. Yes, thanks. I'm going to get another track on. We need to post the quiz because there's another quiz that everyone's got to take part in, and they're going to have less than an hour to do so now. Right, here's another band with a wordy name. It's Scouting for Girls, and apparently this ain't a love song.
Every night I remember that evening, the way you looked when you said you were leaving, the way you cried as you turned to walk away. The cruel words and the false accusations, the mean looks and the same old frustrations. I never thought that we'd throw it all away, but we threw it all away. And I'm a little bit lost without you, and I'm a bloody big mess inside. And I'm a little bit lost without you. This ain't a love song. I've been losing, I've been tired, I'm all hurt, confusion. I've been mad, I'm the kind of man that I'm not. And though I'm down, I'll be coming back fighting. I may be scared,
inside, and I'm a little bit lost without you. This ain't a love song, this is goodbye. This ain't a love song, this is goodbye. Oh, you can try, you can try, but you never keep me down. You can try, you can try, but you never keep me down.
Phoenix FM.
I did speak over the end of that song whilst intending that to only be on the Facebook Live concurrent broadcast. There you go. Not spelt like that, Eddie Bushell, as Paul Lewis joins in watching, which is marvellous. Yes, good question, Steve Hewlett. It is now possible to do the quiz that goes like this. But before I tell you about tonight's the quiz that goes like this, it's not easy this week, Steve, although last week's was very hard. I've got some shocking news for previous quiz winners. I believe Steve Greatorex may be watching this. I'm sure Barbara Ferry is watching this. We've only had four quizzes before, haven't we, Andrew? And one of those, the first ever one, was won by Stephen Greatorex. Hello to Paul Lewis. This is Andrew the Dinosaur, by the way. Do you want to say hello to Paul, Andrew? Yeah, well done. First ever quiz was won by Steve Greatorex. And then the quiz that goes like this, 2, 3, and 4, have been won by Barbara Ferry. Now, this may be controversial, but with station management, we have decided that in order to get a new quiz winner, because Barbara Ferry has done so well, you've not been retired from the quiz, Barbara, but you know how when a team wins the World Cup 3 times in a row, they get to keep the trophy. We're going to produce a certificate for Barbara Ferry to be the first, the show that goes like this, quiz champion. You've won 3 quizzes and therefore you're the champion. But unfortunately, for a little while anyway, you are now ineligible to enter the quiz that goes like this. You can still enter, but your score will not be the winning score, even if you do win. So, you know, that's what happened. We negotiated long and hard with station management, but, you know, that's what was decided in the end. So, yeah, you don't blame me, don't blame Andrew, blame the powers that be. But there you go. So there will be a new winner of the quiz that goes like this tonight, unless it's Stephen Greatorex, because he has won before. Ash, you're absolutely right. Andy does look like a good handyman. You've called him Andy, and I'm pretty sure, much like Andrew Cole, he prefers the name Andrew, don't you, Andrew? Yeah, and Ash, you're right, he doesn't say much, but he waves at people. Do you like people called Ash? Yes, good, good. I'm pleased to hear it. Right. thanks for your message, Eddie Bushell. Yes. What we're going to do then is let you all know that I have now shared the link to the quiz that goes like this. And with today being Big Word Day, the quiz that goes like this is all word related. There are 15 questions. Beware, though, there is a shorter time limit on these questions because there are now only 2 possibilities. Previous weeks, there have been 3 possible multiple choice answers. You're right, Steve Hewlett. Andrew can hardly see out of his own face. Anyway, the quiz that goes like this is live, and basically there are 2 possible answers for each question. There are 15 questions, but there's a 2-minute time limit. Previous quizzes have had a 3-minute time limit, so there you go. 2 minutes. The link is now live on my Facebook profile. So if you're watching this on Facebook Live, open a new tab and then go to my Facebook profile, a bit higher up, you'll see the link, the word quiz that goes like this, 005. Now, obviously, everybody only gets one attempt at this. And in order to do as well as possible on the quiz, in order to find the winner, you have to post your quiz result underneath the original quiz link on my Facebook profile. So, take a picture of your final score out of 15. It does give you a percentage as well, but I need your score out of 15. And to prove that you've done it, you have to post that picture as a comment under the original quiz link. So the link is at the top of my Facebook profile right now. It's the word quiz that goes like this, 005. It will take you to a quiz hosting site. You have to scroll down and click the green play auto button, and you can take part in the quiz that goes like this. Do be interactive. If you're there on Facebook Live, it's something else to do while I'm nattering on across the airwaves, whilst Andrew is possibly being slightly annoying. I don't know. It's for you to decide, not me, really. But anyway, perhaps Andrew will go away for a little while, because you can outstay your welcome, you know. Don't get sad about it. You know, you're not even, your arm doesn't even reach your eye. It's rubbish. Anyway, the quiz that goes like this is live. You've got 2 minutes to do it. All the best. Find the link on my Facebook page. Post your photographic evidence of your result underneath. And could we have a brand new quiz winner tonight? Well, possibly not, because Stephen Greatorex has done it already. Could he be the second quiz winner? Will he win three in a row and become a quiz champion just like Barbara Ferry? Barbara Ferry, although she can't win tonight, is the first ever, the quiz that goes like this, champion, having won three quizzes. But Steve Greatorex could be victorious. His effort is there, evident for all to see. Get your quizzes posted, photographic proof, under the original link on my Facebook profile. And I'm going to get another track on by an amusingly named band. It's got interesting words in their band name, the Ting Tings, although they say it's not their name. Here they go.
You calling me?
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Yaha, and this is the show that goes like this. It's Ben Simmons with my crazy broadcast that happens every week, also on Facebook Live as well. And I like that Tracy Blees is requesting a hashtag Tracy Blees to win Legend of the Week. Would it trend, you know, if it's just you and your household and Eddie Bushell on your side? But I like it, though. Adam Jenkins is watching. Fabulous news. Rachel Woollett asks, where's the quiz link? And says, Wibble. The quiz link, Rachel Woollett, is at the top of my Facebook profile. If you've tuned in on the Facebook Live video, you won't be able to see the rest of my profile. You can open a new tab on a computer, go to Facebook again, and then go to my profile, and then find that quiz link. It's the word quiz that goes like this, 005. People are finding it. I know it's there. We've had a few people do the quiz. Someone has posted that they thought Adam Jenkins was having a very special dinner tonight. Isn't it an anniversary in the Jenkins household this evening? I believe it is, and wishing you a very happy anniversary. Wonderful that you're sharing part of your anniversary with the show that goes like this. Yes. Now, I hope that's no reflection, Adam Jenkins, on you tuning into this programme, as Eddie Bushell has just made me laugh again with the word fwaff. I love that you're just inventing words, but that is amusing. Adam Jenkins says, 8 years ago today, we were having a better time than today. yes. Now, obviously for you, that was your wedding day, you know, and yes, it was a marvellous, marvellous evening. I believe, Rachel Woollett, there's no football question on the quiz. Adam Jenkins, yes, it was a marvellous evening. Hello to Keith Robinson. Plip, that's a good word as well. Adam Jenkins and Jess's wedding was marvellous, but, you know, you're basically saying you're not enjoying this evening, Adam. Because, well, maybe it's because you haven't been tuned in to the show that goes like this for long enough, Adam. Because, you know, did you have Andrew the Dinosaur at your wedding? Because he's here in the studio with me tonight. I've done away with all the fancy backgrounds and stuff. Instead, I've brought Andrew the Dinosaur in. And I think it's fair to say he's caused a little bit of havoc in everyone's lives this evening. So, yes, good bow you did there as well, yeah. Have I been practicing that? I mean, have you been practicing that? No, well done, Andrew. Okay, go away. Adam Jenkins asked, does it get better? Well, that's for you to decide, Adam. You know, you've been tuned in for around a minute or so. Has it got any better? I'd like to know. I need to get some more tracks on the air. There's been a dearth of tracks this evening. There's been loads of interactivity, which has been fabulous. You can now do the quiz. You can, thanks, Naomi, it can't get better. You can do the quiz. You can vote on the final of the Long Words Cup. Tonight's hotly contested poll is Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious versus Flockynockynihilipilification. And that's easy for me to say, but I feel I've done it relatively good, relatively well. I just couldn't say the final sentence with much smaller words afterwards. Dearth is a good word. Imagine if dearth had been Darth Vader. Dearth Vader. Still would have been evil sounding to me. Barbara Ferry weighs in with Flegel. That's good. That sounds like something Gollum would say in Lord of the Rings. Although he was called Smeagol as well, didn't he? My mum remembers arriving at the wedding reception, Adam and Jess arriving on a boat from the river. Yes, was this the forerunner to P&O? That is very funny. Eddie Bushell has said supercalifragilisticexpialidocious backwards. Well, has he said it? He's typed it. What is it? Docious aliexpialistic fragicalirupus. Something like that. Anyway, right, more tracks were promised by people with interesting names, wordy names, like Shanks and Bigfoot. They couldn't be successful, could they? They could with Sweet Like Chocolate. We'll be right back.
with Ben Simmons.
With who?
Ben Simmons.
Oh, right.
On Phoenix FM.
Yes, absolutely. This is the show that goes like this. Thanks so much for being here, for being interactive. It's the most interactive show on this station, one of the most crazily interactive shows on any station that doesn't have a producer assisting the presenter and managing everything. Two kinds of social media, quiz links, hotly contested polls, trying to keep track of all the one-word attempts to make me laugh that have come in, trying to look at quiz results coming in, and trying to play great tracks for you for 2 hours as well, whilst keeping an eye on the final of the Long Words Cup. And don't forget, if you haven't voted yet and you're there on Facebook Live or you're tuned in on phoenixfm.com, then open a new tab on your computer and go to my Facebook profile. You'll have to scroll down quite a way now to find the poll, the hotly contested poll, the final of the Long Words Cup. The heats happened throughout the day today. so many euphemisms coming up on my Facebook Live link. They're all making me laugh. They're all highly inappropriate. Anyway, the final sees the positive connotations of supercalifragilisticexpialidocious versus the negative connotations of flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. One means something absolutely wonderful and marvellous, and one means regarding something as worthless. Who'd have thought those two words would reach the final when we had to contend in the heats with the likes of anti-disestablishmentarianism, discombobulated protuberance, new mono-ultra-microscopic silico-volcano-coniosis, schadenfreude, isodicentric, to name but a few. Now that has made me laugh, Tracy Blees. That's a really good story. When I was pregnant, we did consider calling Lexi Jubb. Because the family surname is Blees, she would have been Jubb Blees. That is very amusing. It's not the criteria for Legend of the Week, although I guess it kind of is, and now there's a story behind it. Oh, that is good. That is good. Well, it's certainly in the running, Tracy Blees. for anybody who's there on Facebook Live, if you're just joining us, loads going on tonight. There's a poll you can vote on. There's a quiz you can take part in. There's a one-word message you can send me on my Facebook Live video as an attempt to make me laugh and become my Legend of the Week. Eddie Bushell has joined in the hashtag. I do have to check with recent results to see if it is now Eddie Bushell or Rachel Woollett who is the most, the highest number of Legend of the Week award wins. Who holds that accolade right now? I myself, not entirely sure. Andrew the Dinosaur hasn't been seen for a little while, has he? And he won't be seen for the next few minutes either. Now, just to remind you of everything that's going on and how you can be interactive, we're only going to have around half an hour or so left before we sum up this show, before we work out who's won the Long Words Cup, before we work out who Legend of the Week award is, before we work out who's won tonight's quiz. Who'd have thought we'd be three quarters of the way through this programme by now? Everybody, because that's how time works. Barbara Ferry, is that really true? Absolutely brilliant, if it is. Right, now, what am I saying? Reminding you how you can take part, how you can be interactive tonight. Getting distracted by Facebook Live, as ever. Joanne Wild is there. Hello to you. Now, the final of the Long Words Cup, like I said, get to my Facebook profile. Scroll down quite a way. You might have to go through about six or seven posts to find it. It's the only one that's a poll on there with blue bars filling up. And it simply asks, which is the better word, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious or flocky-knocky-nihilipilification? And at the moment, with a lot of votes having come in, 53% of voters are going for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, just 47%. Going with flocky-knocky-nihilipilification. So you can cast your vote. It's just a one-click thing and make a difference. It could all change, but it's always going to be a tight contest, this one. But also there are other things you can do while this show is running. You can take part in the quiz that goes like this. And therefore, to do that, you need to also be on my Facebook profile. And that is the last post on there. You will see a link to the word quiz that goes like this, 005. Because tonight's show is all about big words, the quiz is also all about words. So, click the link. It takes you to a new site hosting the quiz. You have to scroll down to the green button that says Play Auto. You get just 2 minutes to complete 15 multiple choice questions. But you don't just do that. You have to prove evidence. prove evidence or provide evidence that you have done the quiz. Obviously, you can only do it once, and you have to take a screenshot. Andy only makes me laugh. You have to take a screenshot or a photograph with your phone of your quiz result and then post that photograph as a comment underneath the original quiz link on my Facebook profile in order to be eligible to be the quiz winner. If you don't post it in the right place, it could be unfortunate. You might not be thought of to be the winner tonight. Good question, Rachel Woollett. Where is Dave Bourne? He's been a faithful tuner-inner over the last few weeks. But, you know, he's no sight nor sound of him this evening. Outrageous. You know, he could have taken part, but not anymore, unless he tunes in the next half hour. Anyway, I said I'd keep getting the tracks on. I will do so. So remember, there's the quiz you can take part in. There's the hotly contested poll, which is the final of the Long Words Cup. And there is also the one word quest to be Legend of the Week, where you have to go onto the Facebook Live video and then just post one word on there in an attempt to make me laugh, and whichever I deem to have done the best will be my Legend of the Week tonight. Andy Onion's coming in with some corkers. I have no idea what that is, but I'm never going to forget it. I'm going to have to make a note of that right now in front of everybody on Facebook Live and to the listening millions on the airwaves as well, here on Phoenix FM. Right, we're thinking about artists that have recorded tracks that have wacky names or wordy names or interestingly worded names, like Eagle Eye Cherry, and just like me, wants to save tonight. Come on, Eagle Eye, stop worrying about traffic in the background, take it away.
Phoenix FM.
So that was Eagle Eye Cherry and Save Tonight. I am keeping an eye on the one word attempts to make me laugh coming in to see who could be Legend of the Week tonight. As Sue Ward joins the Facebook Live video as well. Hello to you, Sue. I am keeping an eye on the quiz results. There aren't that many quiz results that have been posted in the correct place. If you have done the quiz that goes like this, 005, in order to be regarded as the winner this evening, I need evidence. So you have to post your result, a photograph of the screen showing your score out of 15, as a comment underneath the original quiz link. Eddie Bushell and Andy Onion excelling themselves with one word attempts to make me laugh. Trout, whilst not being rude in any way, is amusing. And Winkle Picker, also not rude in any way, but equally amusing. So I'm enjoying all those things. Thank you very much, gentlemen. Yes, so the quiz is there, but not many people have put their result in the correct place. So just remember, if you want to be regarded as the official winner, I do need to see your result in the correct place. As a comment underneath the original quiz link on my Facebook profile. More are coming in all the time. Whether I can read them all out on the airwaves, I don't know. I guess that's part of a plane, Eddie Bushell, isn't it? So there's nothing wrong with saying flaps on the air. And doodle sack isn't a rude word. It just has amusing connotations, I'm sure. And sometimes it's a pleasure to read out more risque things. So there you go. Anyway, right, I'm going to keep the tracks coming because we've only got 20 minutes or so before we're going to be summing up the entire show. We've got to find out who has won the Long Words Cup, if you're wondering what that is. Now that, Eddie Bush, no, come on, Eddie and Andy now, you're just making up slightly offensive words. They are brilliant. What's good is they're going to be on Facebook forever for posterity and people can scroll back through this whole thread and just enjoy everything. Nick Murphy's just tuned in at a perfect time. Nick Murphy, just so you know, Andrew the Dinosaur is in the studio this evening as well. And John Cohen joins us, and we'll find out about Andrew the Dinosaur. There he is. If you didn't see him earlier, he's here now. And he's very glad everyone's tuned in, aren't you, Andrew? Yes, very good. Well done. The quiz that goes like this is there for people to take part. It's all about words. 15 multiple choice questions. Click the link, complete the quiz. There's a green play auto button, but I need proof of your score. Tell me your score out of 15. Send a screenshot or a photo on your mobile phone. Comment underneath the original quiz link on my Facebook profile to be in contention to be the quiz winner officially. And don't forget to cast your vote on the Long Words World Cup a bit further down my profile. It's just a one-click voting procedure, very simple. Nick Murphy says, hi, Andrew. Ironically, Nick Murphy, Andrew's ignoring you now completely, which some people have said is rude. And don't forget, we will have celebrity birthdays coming up very shortly as well. But let's have another track in the meantime. It's something you can't fail to enjoy. And when someone's coming up with an alternative name for themselves, and we're embracing all words tonight, Fatboy Slim is absolutely marvellous. Here's the Rockefeller Skank.
Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, the Funk Soul Brother. Right about now, about now, about now, about now. Funk Soul Brother, check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother.
Well, the Rockefeller Skank went slightly crazy there towards the end. That's just the nature of the track from Fatboy Slim. But there we go. We've faded that out and gone straight back into the rest of the programme. don't start Pantsgate, Dave Bourne. You haven't been there for the rest of the show. Basically, there's lots going on tonight. There's going to be a new winner of the quiz that goes like this tonight because Barbara Ferry has won it 3 times in a row. I'll just look at all the messages coming in on Facebook Live, keeping me entertained. Yes, Barbara Ferry has won the quiz 3 times in a row and has become the first quiz champion. Therefore, she's ineligible to win at the moment. So there will be a new quiz winner unless Stephen Greatorex wins. He won the first ever quiz. This is the 5th quiz. When you win 3 quizzes, you become a quiz champion. Don't be outrageous, Rachel Willett. What a disgusting word. Tracy Blees makes me laugh again with that comment. Yes, so Dave Bourne, there's a quiz you can do. You can take part in. Don't forget to post your result as a screenshot or photograph underneath the original quiz link as a comment on my Facebook profile to be eligible to win. Also, to be Legend of the Week this evening, you just have to send me a 1-word message on this Facebook Live video. as John Cohen makes me laugh with a sentence. That's not eligible, John. A one-word message to try and make me laugh. And the ones that have really done well, I've made a note of, and we will decide which is the best just before I go off the air, before 8 o'clock this evening. So there's the quiz going, there's Legend of the Week going, and there is also the result of the Long Words Cup taking place. A bit further down my Facebook profile, you'll find the poll where you can just do a single click to cast your vote. Last time I looked, Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious was narrowly ahead of Flockynockynihilipilification. That is still the case. If you haven't voted yet, and I'm talking to Dave Bourne here, then you can cast your vote. Maybe you have already voted, Dave, in which case I apologise profusely, but if you haven't, then I don't. Cast your vote now. Scroll a bit further down on the Facebook page. If you're on the Facebook Live video and you think, I don't want to leave the Facebook Live video, don't. Open a new tab. Reopen Facebook in that tab. You'll stay in your Facebook page. Go to my profile again, and then you can cast your vote by scrolling down and ignoring the live video there, keeping it open on a separate tab. My dad says, I couldn't do the quiz because your mum started coughing and I thought I was cheating. That is very good. Well done, Dave. You voted for Pants Off. That is not going to happen. This is a family-friendly programme. It caused so much controversy with our station management for me to take my trousers off. John Cohen's done well with nincompoopery. See, many people have put euphemistic or suggestive words on here in an attempt to make me laugh. John Cohen knows that nincompoopery is amusing. And isn't that rude, really. So, well done. Well done, that's all I'm going to say. But I like what my dad's done there by linking to the recent broadcast of the quiz programme on ITV, all about Major Charles Ingram's attempt to win £1 million on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and being found guilty of cheating. Interesting, if you watch the programme, is it done for dramatic effect or is it all true? Who knows? Do you know what I haven't done so far today? We haven't talked about any celebrity birthdays. Let's do it right now. If it's your birthday today, we wish you a very happy birthday. You share your birthday with the Queen. Queen Elizabeth II is 94 today. Actor James McAvoy is 41 today. Singer Iggy Pop is 73 today. And actress Andy McDowell is 62. Actor Toby Stevens is 51. Bernie Clifton, it's his birthday tomorrow. And had she survived, Charlotte Bronte would be 204 today. Those are your celebrity birthdays. More next week. It's a cheap attempt by Rachel Willett there to get me to laugh just by sending in the word melons. It did work. There was a mild guffaw there, I would suggest, Rachel Willett. But everyone's been doing incredibly well this evening. There have been many people that have stayed with us right throughout the show. Kate Peary has to leave just before the end of the show and apologises. That is okay. No worries. Love to you and Keith and Jacob as well. Glad to know that Andrew the Dinosaur was well received by Jacob. And Leah Colebrook's there. Leah Colebrook, you're going to wonder what on earth Andrew the Dinosaur is all about if you've just joined us with this Facebook Live video. But he's waving to you right now. So that's nice, isn't it? Andrew, you can outstay your welcome, though, so you don't want to be on screen for too long because sometimes people get sick of you. Don't do that. Don't monopolise the entire screen, please. That's not needed. that's two words, Nick Murphy, in an attempt to make me laugh. Eddie Bushell makes me laugh. My mum's now attempted to make me laugh. That's slightly worrying, but there you go. Also good. Right, I'm going to get more tracks on. It's all happening on here. I think after this next track, we will have the result, the final of the Long Word World Cup. It's going to be interesting. If you haven't cast your vote yet, you've got 3 minutes and 12 seconds of this track to do so. Or get your friends to vote. Tell them how to. There's only 3 minutes and then it's all over. Here, Urban Cookie Collective. That's an amusing name.
My
community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
It is, and we're into the last 9 minutes of the show that goes like this tonight. It's all happening, and some of you will be delighted to know that Rob Harvey is in the building. Yes, he's in the studio, nervously staying out of the way of the Facebook Live camera, I suspect, and Andrew the Dinosaur, possibly. Anyway, it's time to reveal the result of the Long Word Cup. And it's been an interesting journey to the final for supercalifragilisticexpialidocious, who fought off new mono-ultramicroscopic silico-volcano-coniosis in the heat, and then fought off Schadenfreude in the semi-final. And then flocky-knocky-nihilipilification has made it to the final, fighting off anti-disestablishmentarianism in its heat, and discombobulated in its semi-final. But, shockingly, by just a few votes, I'm sure, with 53% of the vote, the winner is supercalifragilisticexpialidocious as the best long word. It is recognised in the Oxford English Dictionary. Some of you may think it only exists in Mary Poppins, but apparently came into parlance some 20 years before that, controversially. And flocky-knocky-nihilipilification means regarding something as worthless. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious means something phenomenal or fabulous. So it's fitting that that has won. And therefore, I've got to play this track to celebrate.
It's supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Because I was afraid to speak when I was just a lad. My father gave me nails a tweak and told me I was bad. But then one day I learned a word to say we ache and nose.
The biggest word you ever heard, and this is how it goes. Oh, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
He'd use his word and all would say, there goes a clever gent.
When Dukes and Martel Rogers pass a time of day with me, I say me special word and leave me off, me off the tea.
Woo! Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. Even though the sound of it is something quite atrocious, if you say it loud enough, you'll always sound precocious. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Say it backwards, which is docious alley expiastic fragicali rufus, but that's going a bit too far, don't you think? So when the cat has got your tongue, there's no need for dismay. Just summon up this word and then you've got a lot to say. But better use it carefully or it could change your life.
For example?
Yes?
One night I said it to me girl, and now me girl's me wife. Oh, and a lovely thing she is too.
She's
supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. There we go. That was the winner of the Long Words Cup. So many things to tell you about, and then I've got to play a poignant song to play us out. So, who has won the quiz tonight? Well, Fran Simmons scored 9 out of 15. Rachel Woollett scored 9. Naomi Bushell scored 8. Controversially, with Barbara Ferry not taking part, Steve Greatorex has won his second quiz tonight with 11 out of 15. Well done to you, Steve. You win another quiz. You'll be our second champion. Now, what about Legend of the Week tonight? Well, obviously, Andrew the Dinosaur has been a legend, but you've got to say bye, Andrew. You've got to go to bed. Maybe you'll be back next week. Maybe you won't, although you've made an impact. Thank you. But thanks so much to people who've tried to make me laugh with one-word comments, the likes of Eddie Bushell and Poppycock, the likes of Karen Owen, the likes of Steve Hewlett and Cinnamon, and other things. I can't read a lot of these out, but John Cohen said nincompoop. My dad said beardy shears. Nick Murphy said vubby luttocks. Rachel Willett said bilge and poop deck. But the winner, with something I can't read out on the air, although then the naming of her child, the winner tonight of Legend of the Week is Tracy Blease. Well done, Tracy. Now, I have to finish this show by telling you a little bit of sad news and why I'm playing out with this final track. But my mother-in-law sadly passed away last Saturday, and I just wanted to play a track to end the show in honour of her. She was a lovely woman. So, Esther, this is for you and to all the family. Just wonderful thoughts of Esther as I leave you tonight. But thanks for tuning in tonight. It's been a great show. And this is for Esther Norcott. It's one of her favourite tracks. It's Culture Club and Karma Chameleon. I'll be back at the same time next week. Thank you all for tuning in. Bye for now.
Red.